Welcome to another hour of truth. Oh, yo, yeah, yo. See what I have to work with here? I mean, geez. Anyway, we're here again because, you know, they haven't given us the hook yet. Everybody's grinning on that one. It's the Hour of Truth. I have Philip Walthall here on my right, and there's absolutely no good excuse for him. And the other one, James Usler, outstanding in Georgia there, is no excuse for him either. And the biggest one there's no excuse for is me, and I'm Paul Muller, and I am your host of the festivities this day.
Paul, are you going through that saying, Lord, thank you for all these blessings? As you know, James and I are with you here on the Hour of Truth you have to deal with.
That's right. Oh, man. It has been a blessing to me to do that, regardless of, how my flesh has felt about it. It's been a blessing. So, what were we talking about?
Well, you got into Philippians 2 there a little bit. Maybe that might be a thing to go on. You know, there's Hebrews, which, that brings me straight to Hebrews. And Hebrews is something that would be cool to talk about. But, I don't know.
It is, the first time when you're dealing with somebody, you're ministering to somebody, and they look at you with that utter gasp of they're unbelievably shocked that you actually believe this crazy stuff. Talking about it is one thing, but when it comes to the realization that you're actually wacky, you believe that what it says right there, you believe that, right? Well, yeah. The expression of utter amazement that hits their faces, like, yeah, well, I believe we can put on the mind of Christ. Say what? That's just crazy. That's just crazy.
In the carnal mind, yeah, that's just crazy. To the carnal mind, yes, but you can. Or else he wouldn't give us the commandment to do if he could not do it. And you can't do it with your own strength or in this flesh. You do it with him.
Yeah.
By his mind, by his power.
You do it by faith.
By faith. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
It is all about in him. It's about abiding in the vine.
Amen.
Without me, you can do nothing. When you're evaluating that, those statements with the carnal mind, those sound like they're bold and brazen statements. They're not. They're conformity statements about him conforming to the will of the Father, which is utter and complete humility.
Absolutely.
Not about me. It's about him.
Amen.
And, that putting on that mind, you'll look different when you've successfully put on that mind. By faith.
Yeah, by faith. And it's simple. He goes, what must we do? The works of God. Believe on him who he hath sent.
Right.
And that flies in the face against the carnal mind. The carnal mind is an enemy against God. It's 180 degrees.
And there's worse things than not making sense. Because most of us would really be in trouble if we lost, let's say, a minute for every time we didn't make sense. These really short lives. The carnal mind is the carnal, the flesh, is in league with the enemy and is going to work against any attempt that you make to move, to draw near, draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto you out of James, right? Every time you do that, the body's not going to be real happy about that. And, you know, the lot of credit gets handed out to Satan when all you're at war with is your flesh. I mean, it isn't a surprise that it agrees with the enemy. It's in league with the enemy. It's on the same team with the enemy. It wants to kill, steal, and destroy you.
Absolutely.
That's why we have to die to ourselves.
You can take it, yeah.
Because we can't serve the Lord.
You can take authority over, you know, fear and infirmity and all that other kind of stuff, but until you take authority over your flesh, you haven't finished. Some of that's just wacky, stupid sounding, but it's the truth.
Amen. And that's the freedom that the Lord has given us.
Yeah.
By what He's done on that cross. Remember that veil being ripped in two? There's no more barrier before. If you believe that His grace is sufficient, you died on the cross for you to save your wretched behind. Mm-hmm. You become your Lord and Savior, man. He ripped that veil that's between your soul and His spirit. He's putting you back into that, grafting you back into the vine.
Right.
Where you have that life again.
And so many people at large and the church at large really miss the whole point. Especially when you talk about Christianity as religion. Christianity is about God reconciling man to Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not about the things you do. You know, it's not about the pious works of appearances, stuff you do because people who say they're religious act like this and say these things. It's about what Jesus did. Still not what we do. Except, do we believe in the name of the one He sent? That's the only thing that matters. Christianity is not a system that tries to please God. And to be seen doing things that please God. Christianity is about a relationship with God. It's about a ministry of reconciliation with the Father. It is relationship. You know, all these other faiths are religions. They're about trying to, you know, swing blindly and see if you can hit something that interests God. It's about keeping that mean ogre in the sky at bay. Keeping him from doing nasty, mean stuff to you. And to the world at large out there, that's who they think God is. I mean, come on, that's who their parents think God was, and they pass that on to the children until somebody breaks that cycle. And gives them the gospel. And gives them an opportunity to have a relationship. All this stuff is wacky, crazy, it's the stupidest stuff. You don't really believe that, do you? Eternal life? You're going to live forever, right? Yeah, we believe that. That's pretty out there. I mean, it's unreal how faith when it's shown to anybody that's in the, you know, in the carnal realm, in the operating in the flesh, was whacked out crazy. It's whacked out, just crazy stupid. But when you've had the revelation of Jesus Christ, who in relationship with you has delivered you out of the pit of death and you know, that what's the name of it? Freebird, Sweet Home Alabama group.
Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. Can you smell that smell? The smell of death around you. I mean, it surrounds you. You have experience in that. Yeah. You know, the Lord reached in and pulled you out of that death and snare, and delivered you.
Amen.
And that isn't wacky, crazy, stupid. It happened.
And it was the power of God.
And, you know, when you have had these things happen to you, it, it gives you substance to a testimony of a real living Father in heaven.
Amen.
Who loved us enough to save us from ourselves.
Amen.
And from the sin that doth so easily beset us.
You know, you're talking about the karma, how that doesn't make sense. And I mean, but look at this, just a few examples flying through my head. Look at when they were to go take the promised land, they yelled at the walls, met with power. They stepped up in faith, met with God's power for their sake. And you look at Abraham, would go offer up thy son Isaac for a sacrifice. And the carnal, that makes no sense.
Crazy.
God showed him the gospel and the promise that he was going to send them to show him his life. That he was going to deliver his son, providing him the lamb as an example of it being Jesus. Right. What happened with Elijah? Go under this tree and trust me for your food. And the birds went and brought me. He was by the river, to the river, dried up, and he drank from the river, and the ravens came and fed him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this example to example into the carnal makes no sense.
Right.
But we're not called to carnal.
They were all obedient to the Spirit. And it didn't matter if carnally they understood. It wasn't about that. They knew that the Lord was righteous and true.
Amen. They trusted God to be faithful.
Amen.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, out of Philippians 3, you know, with Paul listing all of his accomplishments according to man, and he comes down to what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. And in the natural, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, yeah, that sounds real good. This really sounds like somebody who's already lost everything. You know what I'm saying? This is them trying to make the best out of a situation with a positive confession. But he hadn't lost everything. He didn't matter to him anymore. And I can relate to that because I've spent a lot of time acquiring, you know, stuff, and I was big into music and had all kinds of, I actually walked away from all of it at one time.
What he lost was to his detriment. What was going to kill him?
Right.
What he gained was life with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. This is not somebody who's making the best out of a bad situation. This is somebody who's had Jesus Christ revealed to him. And the only thing that matters now is Jesus. And, you know, that's where he takes us. I mean, yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. He lost, amongst the things that he lost was the need for stuff that didn't result in him knowing Jesus better and being able to serve him. He's abundantly it's a good question, Scott or Gail, one of you. yeah, the possessions, do we have them, or do they have us? Do they own us? I was pretty much consumed with music, man. I had it owned me. It really did. And I walked away from all that stuff, and I eventually, you know, the Lord had brought a lot of that back to me, and now I'm actually, you know, doing a show that follows Davies on the network every day, noon to two, and I enjoy the music, but it doesn't own me anymore. You know, the Lord's good.
Amen.
You know, he turns to stuff that the enemy meant for your evil, for evil to you. It turns it to your good.
Amen.
I mean, that's.
I mean, isn't that our testimony?
Yeah. It is. It's.
That's. And that's our testimony. He turns that which Satan used to kill, steal, and destroy up on its head. As a testimony of how great and powerful and loving he is.
That's right. Yep. I don't know, man. That sounded like an end. We finished really early. It is. It is, if you have nothing else to say, the testimony of how good the Lord has been to you is all the gospel that you need. I mean, you have a testimony. And how good is it to spend all your time talking about how good the Lord is? I mean,
amen.
Pretty sweet.
And having that testimony, you know, my mind kind of going, what are we going to use that testimony for? To glorify Him? We're going to be, you know, that guy that takes that one talent, hides it in dirt, does nothing with it? You know, I mean, we can go, as I look at this, I think of the children of Israel, where they had a testimony too. The Lord showing His power in the land of Egypt, delivering out of the hands of the Egyptians and destroying the enemy. And you have they had a testimony too.
It wasn't a good one.
But they had a testimony of the Lord working in their life mightily. Did they continue in belief and trust and faith in God? Because that's what the point of it was, is that they could have a faith and a trust in God and go forward in Him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the point, but they did not. Why? Because of unbelief. Yeah. You know, which Steve was hitting on. I mean, we take those things that is, we take that unbelief and we cast that off. And we don't forget the testimony of the Lord our God and what He has done, what He is able to do, and what He has done in our own lives. You know, let's use that to glorify Him and go forward in Him and having that faith in Him. I mean, we're all given a measure of faith, and why that measure of faith is there is to believe God.
Yeah.
Become His. And so, even though I have that testimony of the Lord saving my life out of the clinches of death, and let me remind you, that was three times the Lord did that. Yet I could still walk away in unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the first time I did. You know what? The second time I did. You know what? The third time I did. I mean, how many times? And you know, it's kind of interesting. I was reading in John, and that's why it's the sin that so easily besets us, because our carnal mind all of a sudden forgets in the middle of a situation or struggle, or when that doubt hits. We cannot let go of the Lord and what He has done, because our carnal minds easily forget. It's kind of funny where in John 7, where he prays over the food and it's multiplied before them. You know, the disciples go on in the sea. He goes to the mountains and pray. Later on that night, he walks on waters, enter the boat, immediately hits the land. The people find him not Jesus. They come looking for him. And then he's on the other side. And then they ask him again, show us a sign that we may believe. You know, it was just yesterday, he fed the 5,000. And, you know, and we go back, even the disciples struggle. Then we all struggle with this, because the disciple later on, he says, he goes, oh man, did he say, you know, he says, beware of the scribes, the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees. And what was their response? I forget who it was. One of the responses was,
beware of the leaven of the scribes and Herod. Herod and the Pharisees.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Herod and the Pharisees. And he says, it's because we brought no bread. And he goes, no, do you not remember the 5,000 that I fed? You know, it's easily forgotten. It's easily forgotten. If we let it, you know, I mean, that's our carnal mind. Like you were talking earlier in the show about, to save us from ourselves. Our own carnal mind wants to consume us and not have anything to do with that peace that God has set us free in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's cursed. But what can we say, you know? So praise God. We have the testimony of the Lord. Praise God. We have a new mind that He gives us, and that we can enter and walk into. But first, reckon all this, your carnal mind, your own self, you that have anything good to offer, any of those things, or in that pride, lay that down, man, so you can get that which is good.
We count all things but loss. All that's death. It's death, and it's disconnect. It's disconnect from the body. It's disconnect from the spirit. It's disconnect from the life that Jesus is trying to give you. He's trying to connect you with the living. That verse 9, be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is... You want to say something, James?
I was just going to say something else to remember is, if we fall into unbelief, or is that the Lord has given us elders in the church and our disciples that we can go to. And that's an important thing to remember.
Amen. It's like calling on, calling in the bomb strikes of the battle that's going on there. When getting overrun and getting overcome. Call in the airstrike.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just thought it was important to remember that.
Amen, Steve. Amen, that
is,
James.
That is a good point. We found him not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. It is, there's this whole idea that there's, and that's one of the things I was trying to say about the religions out there, is they're about doing works that give you righteousness. And there is no, the works are about your own righteousness, and your own righteousness is as filthy rags.
It doesn't cover anything.
Yeah,
it's all about what Jesus fulfilled and what he has right. done and what he has completed and what he has overcome. And that you are covered by. And you trust in that, that you are covered by.
And it's not through faith in Christ. What does it say? It's through faith of Christ. He was faithful. He was trustworthy. He was perfect.
Amen.
I'm a lot more comfortable with his faith than mine. Mine sometimes is there, sometimes it's not.
Amen. I mean, good point.
I would that, you know, I would cold or hot, but sometimes the lukewarm stuff is just you just want to spew it out of your mouth, right? I mean, it's ugly stuff.
Amen.
You know, there's that's, and you know, that's part of that stuff is, you know, you give that to the Lord, you forget forgiveness for it, you move on, you don't dwell on that. Of course, you're going to tank every once in a while, but you can't let that rule you either. That's just as bad as you know, turning your back on the Lord.
Well, that's that's not trusting in the gospel.
Right.
I mean, that's not. I mean, when you screw up, you're going to screw up. But what does the scripture say? Count it all joy when you what? Fall into diverse temptations.
Yeah.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. It's because your faith gets squirrely. When you fall, where does your faith have to rely on? Purely and solely on the blood of Jesus Christ. And what he has done and his faithfulness to the Father.
Yep. The next verse, that I may know him. You know, this is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, and because it makes that a big deal. And I was kind of in the beginnings, we're talking about, at least I was. Relationship. The difference between religions and Christianity is Jesus, as a relationship with Jesus.
Amen.
You and I have a relationship. I know you. You know, we know how to tweak each other, and you know, we know how to get each other's attention. You have reasonably good expectation that you understand what I'm talking about, even if the words don't make sense. You know, we have a relationship. And
I mean, in the same,
you do some things for me, I do some things for you, maybe every now and then, I don't know. But I know you do some stuff for me.
You, the same more thing, than you know.
The same thing.
Way more than you know.
It's the same definition of relationship. Is what I'm talking about with Jesus Christ. And he is about being known of us. He's about us getting to know him.
Amen.
And the first time I said that, it sounded real good the way I said it, but I don't think it meant the same thing.
It's about him making himself known to the people that want to know him.
That's right.
He's about revealing himself to the people. Why would else would I have that testimony in my life? Why else would you have that testimony in life? Why else would people online have not a testimony in their lives than the children of Israel? He wants to make himself known to the people that would have him.
I wonder how many other faiths, how many other religions you get to know the object of your worship. You know, this is part of the difference between somebody with a relationship and somebody with a list of rules. I mean, this is more than a list of rules, and that's really all they have. That I may know him. So, Paul, that's a big deal. That's the biggest deal. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. And, you know, part of that being made conformable to his death is that because I died in him, I rose with him.
Amen.
That's what being made conformable that death is. And that's why that's a good thing. Because if you weren't made conformable unto his death, then you wouldn't be made conformable unto his life.
Amen.
And this is good stuff. And yet with all that, you know, and sounding real brazen and bold up in the first part of the chapter, the humility kicks in. If any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though as I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Are you in there for something else, James?
I apologize. I thought I was muted. I apologize, everybody.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus is all that matters. Do we have any idea what that's about?
There are none other religions that's about a relationship
with
Jesus.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, his coughing was kind of loud. There was no question about it.
But look, it's interesting in 12. Not as though I have already attained, either whereof already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. It's like that he can get everything that Christ wants him to get.
Yeah.
To know him, know his mind. As Jesus knew the Father, what his mind of, what he would have him do, and do these things. That's what Jesus wants for him.
Absolutely.
And for us, if we will receive it. And that's that he can get everything that the Lord has for him. That you can get everything that the Lord has for you. That's why he's having Paul go out and do the things that he may show it to others as well. And, brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended. Look, I'm not there yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I'm not there yet, but I am going after it. I'm pressing toward that. And I'm not letting anything get in that way. forgetting those things which were against me. I'm not letting stopping me anymore. We kind of looked at, and what reminds me of it is going back to some of the services I was talking about, like last week, where those things which bound me up that I've been in bondage to for years, yeah. You know, because of this or how I raised or what I was taught or what I put my faith in or the choices that I made, whatever the case may be, which caused the bondage to things that are not of the Lord. You know what? Those are behind me. I don't have to be bound to those things anymore, but free and apprehend that thing which the Lord has given me. And to attain that which the Lord has given me. I don't have to let those bound. I'm not there, but I'm going to press toward that, is what he's saying.
That's right. Well, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is not only is it about receiving all that he can receive, it's about and knowing all he can know. But it's about walking as Jesus walked.
Amen.
That's the highest calling there is.
Amen.
And the equipment to do that is that knowledge. It's that press. I mean, all of that, the press is an effort. It takes an effort to, you're going to keep coming against you. You know, your flesh keeps warring against you. But the press is, I'm never giving up. I'm never giving the enemy a chance. I'm never giving him an opening. It's never going to, because I keep pressing until I get it.
Amen.
We go to, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. It's about where your mind is. This resolution to keep pressing on, until I get everything I can get, until I'm able to get to the point where he's ready to say, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. This is about learning how to please him and then never letting up.
Amen.
Never letting up.
And there's a comfort in that verse in 15. Because let us therefore as many, and I could be wrong about this, and please correct me if I am, but it says let us therefore...
Those that are perfect... those that have been reconnected.
Okay.
Spirit's been disconnected at birth.
Right.
Those that have been reconnected are perfect. Complete.
Yeah, I was thinking of, and with Erigo thinking, but let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, be of that same mind, is what I was thinking. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. And I was thinking in the sense of, if you're, God shall even reveal that which is, God will reveal if that mind, if your mind's not there, in the sense of, your mind somewhere else, then being that, of that same mind, he'll reveal that unto you, so that you can cast that thing off, and have nothing to do with. If that makes any sense at all, I don't know. I could be screwing up that verse altogether. I don't know, but that's what...
Sometimes, there are places in which you're otherwise minded. Because the otherwise is it's carnal. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And,
Well, I want the Lord to reveal that.
Yeah.
You know, in the midst of me being carnal minded, not realizing it, and I want him to make, I want it to be revealed to me. Oh my goodness, that's not of your mind at all. I cast that thing down, you know.
Verse too. I mean, it doesn't appear that way to begin with, but it is, your only hope is for him to reveal that stuff to you.
Oh, amen.
And, you know, he's gracious because if he gave all of us total understanding about how we're otherwise minded, we'd want to go hang ourselves.
Step by step, he sheds these layers off. He purifies step by step.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's, you know, what comes to my mind on this thing is, you know, with men it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Just that thought went right out the door. Oh, well, praise God.
You can't get there from all things are possible?
With God, all things are possible. Yeah, but there's something else that was on my mind. I just gone. I went stupid.
I believe I saw it cave in. And, you know, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. And this is about, you know, consistency within the body. You know, that we're all concerned for about the same things,
I got it again.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about, when I was talking about, in, you know, where God started to reveal that, hey, we're in that carnal mind. We need that help. We need that red flag. We need that notification, man. Cast that thing off. And what do we have? We have His Word. We have His Spirit. We have authorities over us. I mean, there's no reason if we, you know, it was it the scripture says, if you, knock and it shall be opened. If you want to receive the Lord, it, and the things, if you don't know the place where you're at or if this thing is of the Lord, you're going forward in something, look, man, look at the scripture. Get to know the scripture. Read the scripture. Look, man, talk with your discipler. Build that relationship. He's seeing things you can't. He's looking at the battle from a distance where you can't see. And then we have His Spirit to reveal that will quicken our what? Mortal bodies, that's what it says.
Yeah.
And reveal us things. Hey, that's unbelief. No, that's carnal mind. And that's, oh, cast that off.
That, you know, that's a pretty, you know, wild thing to believe too. I mean, that means He's going to give life to your dead at dead carcass.
Well, you might not give life to this flesh, but to my soul.
Well, yeah, but you know, your dead carcass houses. For the time being.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all.
Yeah.
And you just don't know how good it works. I mean, it really is good stuff. Brethren, be followers of together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. You know, that's the really the place you get to when you're pressing to get everything you can get from the Lord. When you're pressing to know Him as fully as you can know Him, and this is the things in Him that He says we should emulate. Mark people that walk that way. And use them as an example.
Amen. And not just for our own sakes, but for others around you.
Right.
You know, I want to be the one that's marked as an example and doing that which Paul did, having the faith in Jesus Christ so that, you know what? For my wife, for my kids, for my for the people around here, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, and for those that don't know Him, that need a Savior, just as we all do.
Let's go back to, everybody's been in 1 Peter 5, you know, these people who've been in the faith a while, they're elders, you know, younger people, submit yourself, they've been around, they've gone through some of this stuff, they are known by how much they are marked by how much they emulate Paul. And at some point, I guess, later in his life, Peter as well, actually, you know, became a bulldog.
Timothy?
So,
any others?
The relationship was addressed in 1 Peter 5. But, you know, in this... in great day. Paul in Philippians is kind of fulfilling that elder's role, and Peter as well, and Peter... by this time in their lives, they're fully able to say, walk as you've seen us walk. And have it carry some weight. Because the neat thing about that is that that didn't die with them. That's still available to us. We still have people out there who have got some time behind them.
Well, I mean, it's still available.
Experience,
yeah.
Behind them.
Absolutely. I mean, how?
And know the Lord.
Amen. I mean, I remember Davey, you know, telling, you know, Charlie, Steve, you, and, you know, people stand up and DeMarc, Nan, and we have that now, you know, and it's a praise the Lord. And it's opportunity, and we can do that. You know, one of the things that Peter says for the younger, to submit unto the elder, because you know why? The elder's been there. They've crossed through some things. They passed through some things, and can help you get to the other side. And then when you get to some other sides, then what? You can go and minister and do that likewise. Ministering the faith in Jesus Christ. And going forward in Him. So it just keeps giving.
And all this is really commentary, instruction on it's an extension of what he deals with in chapter 2, which we talked about a little bit in the service. Being of verse 2, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And really, you know, I'll go back to verse 1. If there be any consolation in Christ, that's one of these, it starts out one of these if-then things. If there be any consolation in Christ, do you think? The answer to that is, there is. If there be any comfort of love, okay, there's comfort of love. Okay, so we're working on stuff that we have. If any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. What is the like-minded is? The like-minded is...
like-minded of Christ.
Yeah, How do you get to be like-minded?
You humble yourself and cast off your old mind, your own carnal mind. Reckon that thing dead.
Absolutely. It's put on the mind of Christ. That sounds wacky. You don't really believe that. That's the operation of faith.
Amen. Why do you have the sign of the baptism? You go down, you die to your old man, you come back living under Christ. That's an example. By faith, we die to that old man. That old man is dead in the water. Let's not take heed to it. Let's not live by it or be ruled by it anymore. But yet put it down that we can take on the mind of Christ by faith.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. You know, that goes back to what we were talking about in Matthew 11, and at least I was. It says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I am meek
and lowly
and humble. Completely and totally not about himself. Totally and completely not about himself. This is what this is saying. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Steve explained this a little bit differently the other day, but that's just simply take care of other people, man. Take care of each other.
And hitting.
Look, they... Your people that you serve or people that serve under you, you care about them more than you do about yourself.
Amen. And that's the thing. When he was talking about in this morning about being an authority, it's to serve the more. And I'll tell you, I mean, because I'm at Gerald's Tires and Brakes, and when they told me to become a manager, I had more of a servitude to more people. You know, when I was on the floor, it was to customers, and of course to my brothers and on the floor, and then, but my boss and doing what they would do. But when it was managing, it was a servant to more accountably. It's about getting those guys to make it set up so they can win the battle, giving them everything they need, putting in a plan in place to serve the customers that we may go forward together as a team. And that servant helping them be able to do their jobs easier and better, and what would serve them to go forward in the best ability that they can there at doing their job. And not just that, taking care of the customers and seeing that which my bosses would have me do. And so doing that. So.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What mind was that? Well, the one we just described.
Mind of Christ.
And interestingly enough, the reference here goes back to Matthew 11:29. Lowly, humble, meek. I do the will of the Father. And I speak only those things that He gives me to speak, and I do only the things He gives me to do. That's the mind that was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen. And that word humble, I mean, it's interesting. It says, and I, you know, what's sticking with me is let each esteem other better than themselves. You recognize that people are better than you, that you are in need of more grace than they are. I mean, you are just absolute, you're lower than. You're lower than. I mean, because what's pride? Is you're better than. But no, here it's saying that you're lower than. That's that humility.
Right.
How can you serve or love anybody if you think you're better than them? No, you. They're better than you.
You're not gonna if you think you're better than them.
Exactly. I mean, this esteem others better than yourselves, man. That's putting them first. What does Paul say? Chief of sinners. Of sinners whom I am chief. And I'm messing it up.
Let me help you out. Only got a couple minutes here. I'm not going to do too much here.
It's looking through that cloud of grace.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, the same cloud that Jesus looks at us through.
Amen.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Thank you, Paul, so much. Thank you. I really needed you to do that. Jumbling, fumbling all over the place.
It, you know, it is... it is good news that we, this is the only faith in the world where by faith you can actually become and are charged to become as the object of the faith. To walk as he walked, to do the things he did, to minister, to take his ministry of reconciliation with the Father and carry it on.
Amen.
And preach it like he did.
Amen.
This is you're not giving us something to do that's unattainable. It can be done. When you want it, you can get it. And God, my voice is shot, so we're going to call it a wrap. And we will see y'all next time.
May God bless everybody.
May the Lord bless you.
Yes, right. May the Lord bless you. We will see you later.